Well, we're talking with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, and we're going to get back into our discussion about the south of you there on Lake Michigan. We kind of talked about how the browns and the walleyes are kind of occupying the same water right now, same water depth. You can get to them with the same type of baits. But what about the actual ice situation down that way? Have you heard anything that's made things a little bit dicey still?
Yeah, I heard earlier in the week that the guys that went out from Cedar River, they had no problems launching. There was no ice around. And just a couple days later, the wind had switched and blew a bunch of ice back into the shoreline there. So it made fishing along that shoreline pretty difficult then.
What about down by Menominee? Have you heard anything down there?
No, I haven't heard too much from down that way just yet.
We did talk to Eric Chaltry at Nest Egg down there, and he said they were just getting started with the walleye. So it was pretty crowded this past weekend, but they weren't catching large numbers of fish just yet.
Yeah, I'm sure that water's got to warm up, get up into the 40s a little bit more flow through the river. Weather's looking a lot nicer for this weekend coming up, so yeah, I'm sure it'll be a total zoo down there this weekend.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've been hearing from the steelhead fishermen, the river fishermen, and get us ready for, you know, the series of events, including smallmouth coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, with the bass, you know, the catch and release season is open year-round now. So, again, once the water kind of gets into the upper 40s, lower 50s, we'll start running some bass in the local rivers here, especially in the Ford River. As far as the steelhead go, we've been getting pretty good reports here now for the last couple of weeks. Most of the guys that we're seeing are mainly fishing on the Days River and then over on Manistique River, both been pretty good. I haven't heard much yet from Cedar River, Bark River, Rapid River, but I got to imagine all three of those have got fish in them now, too, if the other rivers are going.
What about water levels on the Lake Michigan tribs?
Right now, it doesn't sound like it's too bad. Nobody's really saying that they're seeing it, you know, the water's really high and fast. Doesn't seem like it's nearly as high as it normally would be for this time of year.
And you're selling spawn there, right?
Yeah, we carry spawn bags, either plain ones or floating ones, and we've been selling both about 50-50. A lot of night crawlers, too. We've been going through quite a few crawlers already.
All right. Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, anything I forgot to ask you about?
Just to remind everybody that their old fishing licenses have expired, so be sure you get your 2017 license before you head out on the lakes or rivers here.
Good tip. They can take care of that at your place, right?
Sure can, yep.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. We'll catch up with you next week, bud.
All right, sounds good.
This is The Outdoor Show.